It's 4:06 and you're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson, in for Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up in Wisconsin Life, we'll talk about wheelchair athletics and efforts to provide adaptive fitness opportunities in Wisconsin to people with special physical needs.
First, nearly 15,000 people in Wisconsin have lost access to food stamps in the last 3 months, which could have a major effect on the state's food banks.
The current state budget created a law that able-bodied adults without children must be working or looking for work in order to receive food share benefits.
State lawmakers have said that this is evidence that the law is working. About 4,500 people found work through a job training program for food share recipients.
However, the news comes at a time when a number of food pantries around the state are bracing for a busy holiday season and ratcheting up their food drive efforts.
Joining us now is Sherry Tussler, Executive Director for the Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force. Sherry, thanks for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
So you've said that the loss of food stamps for so many people will, quote, bankrupt our food banks. What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that the Hunger Task Force provides an effective guarantee to 54 food pantries, 20 soup kitchens, and homeless shelters here in Milwaukee County. And that guarantee can no longer be provided because we will be at risk of running out of food.
So you have asked the Department of Health Services and other lawmakers to waive a part of the law for people in Milwaukee due to high unemployment in that area. What would that have done specifically?
That would reverse the time-limited benefits. The waiver would allow people on food stamps to have food stamp benefits for a period of longer than 90 days in any three-year period. Right now, if you get the food stamps, you either participate or don't participate in employment and training programs. If you do not and you can't prove that you did work at least 80 hours a month, they close your food stamp case for 3 years.
And in response to your request, what did you hear from people who would be in a position to make those changes?
We heard from the Department of Health Services that they would not be looking at a waiver, that they felt that the program was successful. Their evidence was 3,900 people had found employment. Our concern, of course, is that 15,000 people did not find employment.
So what is the relationship between high or low unemployment and food stamps?
When there's a high level of unemployment, people are more likely to be eligible for food stamps. When people work part-time jobs or low-wage jobs, they are still eligible for food stamps. And when we have high levels of unemployment, people cannot find jobs. There should be a waiver in place from the federal government on work requirements.
And what kind of amount are we talking about when people get food stamp benefits? How much money are they getting to spend on food and other critical items?
Single adults get as little as $15 or $16 a month. The average benefit here in Milwaukee County is about $120.
So what have you been hearing or seeing about more stress on food banks that are associated with you or around the state since this law went into effect in April? So we're looking at, you know, about 7 months of history now.
Well, the law went into effect in April. The first case closures began in July because of the 90-day window, and each month since then, anywhere between 2,500 and 3,000 people have been cut off of their food share benefits here in Milwaukee County. As those numbers increase, demand for emergency food has also increased. We still have sufficient supplies of food on hand, but we are concerned that as the numbers will continue to increase, that we may lose our footing and we may not be able to provide food to everybody who's going to be in need.
We're talking with Sherry Tussler, who is Executive Director for the Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force. We're talking about the 15,000 people who have been moved off of the food stamp program because of Wisconsin legislation that went into effect in April. Now, Sherry, State Representative Mark Bourne has said that the changes to food share are working as intended because about 4,500 people have found work through a new program for training recipients of food stamps. Do you think that's a fair assessment of the changes to the law?
No, I don't. I think that if we invested $100 million in our state in a job training program that only employed 4,900 people, that we have not gotten a very good bargain for our tax dollar.
So what would you say would be a better approach? Because often we do hear people want the opportunity to work. They want to have that feeling of self-sufficiency. So what needs to be in place to allow people to move off of food stamps because they can provide for themselves?
Well, I think the job training program should include actual job training as opposed to just referrals for jobs that may or may not be open in the community. Right now, our local company is a for-profit company. You go in for an orientation. They give you some job leads on paper, and they tell you to go get a job. That's not job placement, and that's not job training. So I think for our investment, we should get actual job placement and actual job training.
This is a time of year where it's very common to see bins for food donations and food drives. They're certainly around other parts of the year, but there seems to be a real focus on the holiday season. Why is it now that there's such a need for food banks and for providing for those food banks?
You're right. People like to give seasonally at the holiday, and they want to give holiday foods. It makes everybody feel better to know that somebody's sitting down and enjoying a nice holiday meal just as they are. It's a time when food pantries and food banks are sort of higher profile, and we're more aware of them, but the need is year-round. Here in Milwaukee County, more than 35,000 people visit a food pantry every month.
And I'm assuming that that would be comparable around the state. It's certainly not just in the large urban areas.
Right. Hunger is a problem in rural areas throughout the state of Wisconsin as well. The challenges are actually uniquely similar in that there are high levels of unemployment, there are large distances to travel to get the jobs, and the jobs don't pay a wage that would keep people from needing government assistance.
I'm guessing that families who are eligible for reduced or no-cost lunches, for instance, for children, are also probably, there's a lot of overlap with people who are getting food benefits. So are there other times of the year where families are especially pressed to provide healthy food for their families?
During the summer months, a lot of families will struggle because school does provide breakfast and lunch, and in some cases even a supper in a daycare setting. And when those programs close and school recesses in June, we see hunger increase for children June, July, and August.
So you said that it is natural for people to want to give at this time of year. So I'm guessing that the donations that you and other food bank programs are getting around the holidays don't just carry you through the holidays, but through other parts of the year as well. How is the Hunger Task Force looking so far heading into this holiday season?
So far, so good. We made sure that a lot of families had turkey on the table this last Thanksgiving. We're turning towards hams beginning tomorrow. We're trying to make sure that people do get those holiday foods, but we also want to remind them that that demand is really high and not everybody's going to get their needs met.
And are you hearing similar reports from colleagues around the state?
Yes, we're hearing that some of the pantries in rural areas are going to have some even greater struggles than we will here in Milwaukee.
So for people who want to help in their own communities, which is totally understandable, but aren't sure where to go to do that or what's needed, I think that's often a question people have. What's the best way for people to connect with food banks or food programs in their own communities?
Well, they can check out 211. That's a simple information referral system. Here in Milwaukee, we've got an agency that operates it with a searchable database. But you can look for your local food pantry and help them out by either donating food or money to help them to operate. Most food pantries are faith-based, and so they can look to their congregation or church community and make a gift to a local food pantry. The gift of food is obviously always appreciated, but there are times when the pantries also need to pay their utility bills, and so a gift of cash doesn't hurt either.
And does the Hunger Task Force have any events coming up in the next few weeks to help deal with this higher demand you're seeing?
The Canadian Pacific holiday train is rolling into town on Friday, so people can come on down and make a food donation and visit with Santa Claus. We do have food for families going on right now here in the Milwaukee sort of metro area, so people can donate to a food for families bin at their store or in their workplace.
Well, Sherry, thanks so much for joining us today.
We appreciate the time.
That was Sherry Tussler, Executive Director of Milwaukee-based Hunger Task Force, discussing how recent changes in the Food Share Benefits Program will affect state food banks this holiday season.